Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This segment of the Ben and Skin Show was brought to you by Trane Heating and Cooling. This segment of the Ben and Skin Show is also brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing and 1-800-LAWYERS. If you've been hurt in an accident, and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel & Frankel at 1-800-LAWYERS. That's 1-800-LAWYERS or frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, the head football coach at Washington State. It is a local favorite, a Texas favorite, the great Mike Leach. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're awesome because you're taking the time to visit with us, and that always makes it a great day. So we're looking forward to this. Hey, and we love following you on social media. @coach_Leach. Highly recommend that for everybody out there. And, man, you've been talking about some cool stuff on your timeline, so I thought we'd touch base. Like, for instance, you've been talking a lot about the hide-and-seek champion. Who is the hide-and-seek champ?
Oh, Sasquatch is the hide-and-seek champion for decades. I'll tell you, and I regret I didn't get it. I was in Cody, Wyoming for my high school reunion. I grew up in Cody, Wyoming. And I regret I didn't get it. They had a T-shirt there that said, Sasquatch, hide-and-seek champion for decades. And the Sasquatch stuff has kind of taken off some around Washington State. You know, we'll go to the fundraiser, Sasquatch will appear. So it's been kind of fun for everybody. And then, so I did get the T-shirt, which sort of sucks and I kind of regret. And then, of course, you know, the lesson that I think Sasquatch teaches all of us, that we all need to be conscious of at all times, is Sasquatch says, if I don't believe in myself, no one else will. So always remember that.
Yeah, I know it is a valuable lesson. And I think in this day and age of border hysteria, I'm fascinated that he does move so freely from the northern part of the United States back to his homeland in Sasquatchaland up there in Canada.
He gets around, and then also, you know, there's definitely places that have gotten jealous and claim Sasquatch sightings where it's allegedly not even his habitat. So, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Thinking about this, too, is there is a lot of hysteria. I was curious what your thoughts were on apparently a good part of the population rising up and storming Area 51. What is your thought on that endeavor, and is there much to find at Area 51?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I will say this. There's something there, and it's because everybody that I know that's ever had any contact with it, you know, I have, relatives. I've had relatives. I've had friends and just random people I've run into. They're all secretive about it. You know, they're all secretive about it. Some of the individuals aren't so dynamic that it can be too much mischief, or at least their role in it can't be. But nevertheless, they're secretive. You know, my theory has always been that whatever new stuff we have, we test it there. Now, if there, you know, if there are UFOs or we've found anything, I mean, it's a logical place that they would store such things. You know, and I don't know about this storm in Area 51, if that's the brightest idea. I don't think it, I don't think that'll be quite as passively received as some of the Antifa guys that lurk in their parents' basement develop a costume out of black clothing scraps and then go bat around individuals smaller than them. I don't know that it'll be that smooth of a reception, you know.
No.
Yeah, the thing that always weirded me out about the alien stuff is the probing, because it always seems like there's probing involved. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what is all this?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. I think there's a certain amount of fantasy meets either some form of fiction or some form of reality there now. I mean, if you've ever driven across the country in the middle of the night, you'll run across these shows where, you know, of course, the guy claims he's been abducted or whatever. And, they'll have a witness or something. But I'll be honest with you. Some of these people, as I listen to them, and I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I don't want to put any words in their mouth. But I cannot help but think that just in the back of their voice somewhere, I get the vibe that they would kind of like to be probed by this I don't know. Self-fulfilling prophecy, bragging to their friends, living out some screwy fantasy they may have. I don't know. And I don't know if do aliens come down here, pick stuff up and probe? I don't know. I mean, I do know this. If we got on a planet, we've searched for years for life on other planets. If we got on there, I don't know what our actions would be, but we would sure be curious about the life on the other planet.
Absolutely. Talking to Coach Mike Leach here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We've certainly dug his Twitter activity over the last couple of weeks or so. And part of it, Coach, I saw you put the call out for a new Netflix show to watch. I was wondering if you stumbled across anything you're interested in or what was grabbing your attention there.
Well, some I've watched. You know, one thing, and even though I don't have time to really, personally research it much, you know, with all the people that come and go in a football office and people I run across, I have been able to be directed with some pretty good advice on what I watched. So I watched Wild Wild Country, which was excellent. We actually, Washington State's actually quite close to where that happened. And then I watched Ozarks, which is basically Breaking Bad, but hillbillies, but still well worth it, I think.
Yes.
And then anytime they break out the Fargo miniseries, that's a must-watch.
Yeah, Fargo.
Peaky Blinders, I took a stab at. I watched, I guess, two episodes in working through the accents and stuff. And I'm not sure it doesn't pick up as it goes, and it may pick up as it goes pretty good. I need to quickly review what's suggested on there, but there's been some pretty good documentaries and stuff that I've run across. And then I already watched Better Call Saul when that's on. So,
man, that's fantastic. We watch a lot of the same shows. We're talking to the great Mike Leach, one of our favorite coaches in all of football. And, man, I was thinking back to right around the time that teams were getting ready for the draft and you had – NFL teams or scouts calling you, asking you about your quarterback, and if he, I couldn't remember what it was. Can he handle pressure? Does he know how to read a defense? I mean, it was like the most basic questions, and it always makes me laugh. So I imagine, was it entertaining for you to deal with some NFL folks over the draft process?
Oh yeah, kind of. They always act like, how tall is he? If he's not, if that was the biggest knock on Gardner was how tall he was. And, how tall is he? All of a sudden, and some of these guys literally will do the, say something to impress me type of tone of voice, I don't care who you guys draft whoever you want, And then, so then, of course, I know that they think he's short, and I know they want to knock on him for being short because he's like 6'1". And so then, I'd say, he's exactly the same height as the all-time leading passer in the history of the NFL, Drew Brees. And he's about 15 pounds heavier, you know. And so, yeah, it's and they're just silent, you know. But he's doing good at Jacksonville, I heard. I mean, he's at Jacksonville kind of getting after it, doing some really good stuff. And you know, in a battle like you always are. And then, I'd like to see him get his chance and get out there and let it rip, you know.
What is your quarterback situation looking like this year, Coach? How do you feel about your team?
I think we will be pretty good. We got most guys back. We got a lot of guys back. And so they've got to improve. I mean, they've got to improve. And okay, sometimes you get guys back and they think they all got it figured out and want to kind of do the senior strut around the locker room, you know, like and give you the been there, done that expression, which I really hate. And then, but we have, so two guys barely got beat out by Gardner last year. And it was very closely contested. And they're both back. They're both have another year under their belt and had his example to follow. So I think that's very strong right there. They both had good springs. And then, and that's Anthony Gordon and Trey Tinsley. And then a guy named Gage Gabrud, a transfer from Eastern Washington. And he's got game experience under his belt and definitely does some good things. And we got to see who moves the unit the best. And then, you know, in the end, that's got to be the guy. And so, but we've got three seniors, all very promising. And I suspect it'll come out of that pile, but I do have some underclassmen that are gaining ground quickly.
Hey, what could you do more offensively with a below average quarterback behind an exceptional offensive line or an above average quarterback behind a below average line?
Well, I think the good offensive line. You can call a lot of bad plays with a really good offensive line. And then the other thing, I coached O-line for 10 years. That was my first position, my favorite position. So I'm a very biased person. You're not even talking to somebody unbiased and that's going to offer a fair opinion. Always offensive lineman first. And then you know, where does an elephant sit? Wherever he wants, you know, that type of thing. And so the offensive line always first. But one thing with the quarterback, and there's always, despite the numbers, we always have, he will lead the nation in passing and some things like that. And then they'll say, well, but the quarterback's not any good. Why the hell is he not any good? He led the nation in passing, you know. So some of that's subjective. But the one thing with a quarterback is you can train a quarterback. And so that's extremely helpful. And the fact that you can do that, put you in a position to elevate what you got. I mean, it's difficult, and you can train an offensive lineman too, and definitely improve them. But making a guy that big, that strong, I mean, you know, he's got to get there halfway on his own and genetically, you know.
Well, Coach, we always enjoy having you on. Before football season gets cranked up, you got any more great trips you're going to take here before you have to really hunker down?
No, I wish. I mean, it'd be fun, but business awaits. I got to go to media days in L.A., and but that's work rather than recreation. And then heading back to Pullman, where we'll watch a bunch of film from spring, and then we'll go to camp. We go to camp off campus, so that's kind of awesome. And then it depends who you ask. Some people complain bitterly, but I think it's a good deal. And so then, and some people really like it, and I really like it because it's, you know, distraction free, and you just do your thing. And we load them up in in yellow school buses, just like old school junior high, and take them to the practice field and go out there and go at it and get some good work done before we head back to Pullman.
You know, your media day made me think of this. Is Mike Leach more of an L.A. kind of guy or a New York kind of guy?
I don't know. You know, I like both for different reasons. I hate being stuck in a car. I hate driving of any kind. And, you know, and that doesn't mean I won't do it. Like going over wide open spaces looking for mountains is certainly preferable to sitting there in traffic. And I can't stand sitting in traffic. And L.A. just abuses you with that. Although L.A. is scenic. For all L.A.'s shortcomings, it is a relatively scenic place. And L.A.'s got a lot of variety, so that's pretty cool. And I always thought I liked L.A. the best. And of course, I went to law school at Pepperdine, and I've lived in L.A. There is something liberating every time you leave the city limits of L.A. because you feel like you've been released a little bit. Nowadays, L.A. screwed up about everything they can, you know, just as far as efficiency, politically, all the rest. I mean, they got homeless laying around everywhere. And some of that's related to just flat-out incompetence. And a certain amount of enabling. And then New York, one thing I liked about New York, despite how vertical it is, you know, you really can get around to New York quickly. If you go to a Yankee game and they'll load you up into the subway like cattle, okay, so you come and there's just one car after the next. But you'll be from Yankee Stadium to Midtown in 15 minutes. It's the craziest thing ever. And you're just there. And so, I mean, there's definitely some positives about New York, because New York in all seasons, I think, has something to offer. The food's really good. And then the other weird dynamic in New York is you're packed in there. You end up seeing people. You know, you'll just see somebody that you recognize or something. Mm-hmm. And I can see where people get really out of shape in New York, and probably because I don't live there and the newness hasn't worn off. But I always get really good shape in New York because I never turn on the TV. I always have some, well, I don't know what you call them, but they're a cross between hiking boots and tennis shoes, and so I can cover some ground, and I end up thinking I'm going to walk so far, and I end up walking twice as far just out of curiosity, see the next corner, check mm-hmm. out the next thing. I mean, and so I end up just walking miles. I mean, I don't know what it is, and I'm kind of curious. I've tried to think about it, but I'll bet you I average 10 miles every day I'm in New York if I don't have to work or do something, just walking around, looking around the next corner, you know.
Yeah, it's so visually stimulating. You don't even realize how long you've been walking, probably.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. I mean, I say, oh, I'm just going to go a couple blocks, get a sandwich, and come back. Well, then you go the next block, and oh, wow, what's this? And then you keep rolling, and then you say, well, I'm close to this neighborhood that I've never gone through or haven't gone through for a long time. Might as well go through it now. I mean, just one thing leads to the next. I mean, and I've literally been walking around New York, lost what time it is, forgot what time it is, and then it starts to get dark is when I realize, oh man, I've been out here for quite a few hours.
Well, Coach, we cherish these opportunities to visit with you. We just appreciate the ability to talk about any number of topics and, of course, get into some football. And you don't owe us anything. You don't have to do these interviews. So we're always grateful that you take the time to do it. And sometime when you're in town in Dallas-Fort Worth, we'd love to take you out to dinner. We'll take you to Nick and Sam's or something and buy you a nice dinner just to say thank you. We certainly are appreciative.
Well, thank you so much. Happy to be on anytime. And you guys do a great job.
Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll see you.
There he goes, the great Mike Leach. Man, so much fun visiting with him. He's got this a pacing of conversation, and he's so knowledgeable about so many things. You just kind of hunker down and enjoy the ride.
I forget I'm on the radio.
Yeah. It's just, right? Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, would you give me another coffee?
It's intoxicating. It is intoxicating.
It's intoxicating. It is. That's exactly right. And, dude, I was late to the party. I just didn't get it at first. I didn't know. And it's the incredible. More I've heard, I mean, I can't get enough of it.
You understand the deliciousness of Coach Leach.
Yeah. If you were to, I mean, I could listen to him talk for like 4 hours.
He's a lot like scotch. Yeah. You know, the first time people take scotch, I don't know about this, but then once they acquire the taste for scotch, they always want scotch.
Such a nice guy, so funny, so knowledgeable. Appreciate Coach Leach taking time to jump on with us. Coming up next, we got the Today game and then the Rangers trade deadline forecast. There are some deals out there to be had. Are the Rangers interested? We'll get into some of that on the home of Texas Rangers Baseball. 105.3 The Fan. The home of fun, though, is the Windstar World Casino and Resort. It's right up the road, right up 35. All you got to do is pass through Louisville, pass through Denton, and cross that Oklahoma-Texas border. And right when you cross the border, you'll see it up on your right as you head into Oklahoma. And it is gorgeous. The largest casino in the United States of America. We just got back from there, and we all did so well. We did well because we played golf, and we had a blast at the blackjack table together. You could go up there and play poker, Texas Hold'em. You could throw some dice, a little craps action. There's all sorts of fun waiting for you at the Windstar World Casino and Resort.
Then I just remembered our old buddy Burks, who you still play basketball with, sent me a text asking about the Windstar World Casino and Resort golf course up there. And there's two of them. There's Redbud and there's Scissortail, and I love them both. They offer different experiences, but they're both great. And the question was, hey, even if I can't spend the night, would you drive up there just to play golf? Yes. Let me cut you off right there. Yes. Either course. If I could get on, I would drive up there in a heartbeat just to play golf. I think the golf facility is that nice. However, dude, go up there and stay and play, man. Plan it around a show. They got Hall & Oates coming up. They got comedy shows coming up. Country fans, Tyler Childress coming up. And I don't know if they're sold out of that yet, but that's a – man, he's definitely a guy, rising star on the country scene. He's going to be playing Windstar in October. So many great reasons to go and stay and play. Make sure to hit up the golf course. Get in 36 if you can. And then blackjack, poker, slots, craps, or roulette all night long. Make sure to hit up Kirby/Mickey Mantle's while you're there for a great steakhouse experience. If you want Italian food, they got Vinos. Everything about it is awesome. Can't say enough great stuff about the Windstar World Casino and Resort. 1 mile north of that Texas-Oklahoma border, it's where the good times always roll.